I thank the gentleman from America Samoa, and I thank the manager from the other side, Mr. Lundgren. Mr. Speaker, as the chair of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, I rise in support of House Resolution 1377 and to pay tribute to my dear friend and mentor, Norman Yoshio Mineta. Throughout his career, Norm, a distinguished former member of this House, has broken through many glass ceilings, not just for himself, but also for the rest of us. Norm was the first Asian American mayor of a major city, the first Asian American to hold a presidential cabinet position trusted by both Democratic and Republican administrations. Norm has dedicated and continues to dedicate much of his energy toward the building of the infrastructure needed for the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities to grow and thrive to what they are today. When I think of Norm's legacy in our community, Mr. Speaker, I am reminded of the poem, Footprints in the Sand. The poem's last line reads, "During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." Norm was one of the first in our community to see a light at the end of our path, a path cleared by so many greats before him, and to lead us forward. As with many movement, at times we stumbled and wanted nothing more than to forget the past and bury our heads in shame. But Norm never let us stop from moving forward on our path to claim our rights as Americans. In good times, Norm marched beside us. When times were tough, Norm carried us, strengthened only by his vision of the possible and his undying patriotism and loyalty to this country. Norm had a hand in establishing and strengthening so many of our communities, key national organizations, and hence deepened those footprints. These span from policy advocacy, coalitions like the National Council of Asian Pacific Americans, to voter engagement, organizations like APIA Vote, to organizations and fellowship programs that develop the future leaders of our community, such as the Asian Pacific American Institute for Congressional Studies, to the National Japanese American Memorial Foundation and the Japanese American Citizens League, to establishing the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, which I chair today. Some of the national accomplishments, because he is so connected to our communities, Mr. Speaker, it is easy to forget what a major player Norm has been on a national level. During his 20 years in Congress, Norm rose to the chairmanship of the House Transportation Committee, where he authored the landmark Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act of 1991. And Norm was instrumental in the passage of H.R. 442, the Civil Liberties Act of 1988, which provided an official government apology and redress for Japanese Americans interned during World War II. Like Norm and the late Congressman Bob Matsui, his wife, Congresswoman Doris Matsui, and myself. In his last year in office, President Clinton appointed Norm Secretary of the Commerce Department, making him the first Asian American to hold a cabinet post. The following year, when President George W. Bush was organizing his cabinet, he searched the country for the most qualified person on transportation issues and a leader who could put the interests of the country above party politics. President Bush found that leader in Norm and appointed him Secretary of Transportation. Norm served as Secretary of Transportation from 2001 to 2006, the longest serving secretary in the history of the department. How fortunate our country was, Mr. Speaker, to have had a tested, experienced leader like Norm Mineta at the helm of the Transportation Department during 9/11 terrorist attacks. Norm issued the historic order to ground all civilian aircraft on that fateful day, and had the skill to get the thousands of planes back up in the air and the passengers safely home to their families. What impresses me most about Norm's leadership as Secretary of Transportation after attacks, and perhaps to what many do not know, is his strong opposition to racial and religious profiling. Having grown up in a time when Norm and his family were led away from their homes by rifles and bayonets and interned in Wyoming, solely because of their ancestry, he refused to allow the same injustices to happen to innocent Muslim and Arab Americans. From his time in local government as mayor of San Jose, to his years in Congress rising to the chairman of the House Transportation Committee, to his leadership as Secretary of Commerce for President Clinton and Secretary of Transportation for President Bush, Norm has remained rooted in social justice and love of country. In 1980, Mr. Speaker, with the help of Norm Mineta, Congress established the Commission on Wartime Relocation and Internment of Civilians. This commission was charged with the duty of examining Executive Order 9066, which led to the internment of over 120,000 American citizens during World War II. 3 years later, in 1983, the commission issued its findings in the book, Personal Justice Denied, concluding that the internment was based on racial prejudice, war hysteria, and a failure of political leadership. Let me repeat, Mr. Speaker, a failure of political leadership. Throughout his long and distinguished service to our nation, Norm Mineta has committed himself to making sure that our country never has a failure in political leadership like it did 70 years ago. Every time I step into the well of this house, I am reminded of the example Norm set for me and for others throughout his life in public service. It is telling that during this heated political climate, both Republicans and Democrats can come together to honor a man whose service supersedes party affiliation. I thank Norm for his years of friendship and mentorship. I thank his family, his wife, Denny, his two sons, David and Stuart, his stepsons, Robert and Mark, his grandchildren and his sister, Etu, and four other brothers and sisters for giving Norm a life outside of work. And we know that Norm still has many years of advocacy and leadership still in him. Mr. Speaker, I want to also thank Chairman Brady and the House leadership for bringing this resolution to the floor. And before I ask my colleagues to support this passage and before I yield back the balance of my time, I just want to make it clear that this is not a memorial resolution. This is a resolution to recognize a man and his work while he is still alive and appreciate it. And I know that, you know, quite frankly, he's not prepared to accommodate a memorial. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I want to thank my colleagues, the leadership, for this opportunity to be able to recognize and honor an American first, a man who understands that ethnicity is important, nationality is important, our flag is important, but most of all, our allegiance to the Constitution is utmost. For that, I thank you, and I yield back.